It's 6:21 now at KCBS.
The dynamic pricing model that's widely used by Amazon and online retailers is starting to make its way to brick-and-mortar stores. Traditional retailers are increasingly using artificial intelligence software to raise or lower prices depending on when you're more likely to buy. But with the new pricing model comes a possible challenge to antitrust laws. For a closer look, we're joined on the KCBS 8x8 Newsline by Maurice Stuckey, a former antitrust attorney for the U.S. Justice Department and now a law professor at the University of Tennessee. Professor Stuckey, thanks for your time this morning. Can you explain the antitrust issue that's here?
Sure. There's the concern that with the shift to pricing algorithms, that A, it could help price fixers better collude, and B, it could foster tacit collusion. Now, for the first scenario, there are good antitrust tools to deal with it. But for the second scenario, the antitrust enforcer doesn't really have the tools to combat tacit collusion.
Is the concern that company A or store A could be sharing data with store B and both of them, or their algorithm running in the background, conspiring to push prices up together?
Yeah, but here the conspiracy is just one looking at the other. They don't have to agree. They could say, oh, you're raising your price, I'll follow. If you lower your price, I'll follow you as well. And in doing so, prices will creep up without any formal agreement. And that's the real concern.
But isn't that just the way things have always been? If I'm running the potato stand, I see the guy down the block getting an extra nickel a ton for potatoes, I raise my prices?
Exactly. But now imagine that you have gasoline stations all across the city, and they can instantaneously see what each rival is doing. So it actually can make tacit collusion easier, and that's the concern.
Yeah, I thought the whole point of competition was to drive prices down, not up.
Exactly. And so here you have a problem without necessarily an easy solution.
So let's talk a little about how this might work in the real world. One of the things that's always made it difficult for retailers in real time is they physically often have had to go change the price on the shelves or the tags. Are we entering a world where those are going away?
Exactly. With what we're going to see really is a shift towards dynamic pricing. And with dynamic pricing, you could have one of two scenarios. One of them is this tacit collusion where there's going to be a steady price, but it's going to be higher than the competitive price. Or the second scenario that we discuss in our book, Virtual Competition, is behavioral discrimination. Everyone's going to be charged a different price based on what the algorithm predicts you're most likely willing to pay.
Thanks for your time this morning. Maurice Stuckey is a former antitrust attorney for the Justice Department, now a professor of law at the University of Tennessee.